You're listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, radio for everyone. This is Stacks on Stacks, the University Libraries radio show. I'm Kira.
My name's Joe.
So in that last set, Joe, I kicked us off with a pair of songs. Really was a short set. I was like, felt really long. I don't know why. We had Joni Mitchell with A Case of You, because I've had that song on my brain lately. And then I had the Tori Amos cover of that, which is an interesting take on that song. And then we had a request for Donovan, so we just played Donovan's Atlantis.
The set felt long because of the extended speaking introduction
to Atlantis.
Yeah. But yeah, that was Donovan by request.
Yeah. Happy to fulfill your request.
And we also got a call enjoying your
Joni Mitchell.
Your,
yeah,
Joni and Tori set.
So there we go. Two calls in like 10
Two
minutes.
Calls in one music block.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've had that before.
We're having a popular day today.
Okay, so what's next?
So I'm going to tell my weird story, because I feel like this is a good time for it. So we've been talking about how we want to tell people more about the library and more about what we do in the library and why it's cool. So in my experience, none of us in the library ever have a typical day, right? Fair enough.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, never know what. No matter what's on your schedule, you're not quite sure what's going to happen. So, of course, my day today started out with me going through some flat files and we're working on inventorying some stuff and trying to make sure it's all in the location that it says it is, or updating locations, because you want to know where your collections are. It's always a good policy.
Flat files are just files?
Yeah, so primarily I'm looking at architectural drawings in oversized folders in map drawers.
Oh, that I see, the big flat drawers. Yeah, gotcha.
So making sure things are labeled as being where they actually are. Then my day took a turn because I got to help move, or mostly I just stood around and occasionally lifted parts of a 19th century plow, because who doesn't spend their day moving 19th century farming equipment?
So where was that stuff, and is it now in special collections?
It is in one of our storage facilities, the main piece of the plow. I have the smaller pieces of the animal yokes in special collections. We also picked up a coffee pot and a small/medium-sized model of the Mabry Mill. So if you've ever seen the Mabry Mill, we have a small wooden model of it. And these are all part of a collection that we have in special collections. The materials themselves have been in solitude, and now they're coming back to live with us for a bit. So I just thought it was, people wonder what we do in the archives. Sometimes we move 19th century farming equipment. Not always, but sometimes.
Those are the best things in the archive, the tactile things.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everything's tactile, really, except born digital files. So, yes, then I would agree with that statement. I just thought I would share that as an unexpected. I knew that I was going to be moving it, but it's not necessarily something people would know that I might be part of mm-hmm. on a regular basis, or semi-regular basis, or occasional basis. Then I dealt with a lot of emails, so I went back to normal things.
I spend a lot of time with clerical work, mm-hmm. Ordering stuff, spreadsheets, things like that. But I'm also, I spend a little bit of time every day with the recording studio attached to the Athenaeum Suite. Mm-hmm. So we call it the Media Den. It's the smallest room in the four-room suite, which includes a classroom that seats 42, a collaboration room that seats about 10 at a hard maximum, and an office for small consultations, and then what we call the Media Den, which is a developing space that's designed to support audio and possibly in the future video, though the space isn't ideal for it, recording of content that could be parts of digital humanities publications on the web, or podcasts, either that stand alone by themselves, are part of a other project like this radio show, or support in some sort of promotional way a project of Virginia Tech Publishing, like a book or something that we've just published, and support oral history production. So it's a space that we're developing in conversation with other conversations that are happening around the development of oral history at the university. But it's an exciting time for me because I'm getting to order a lot of really cool recording equipment.
Cool.
And really tricking out that space.
Got some ground lights. And
yeah. I spend a good bit of my time moving furniture around too, but we're right at a place where we're really just ready to tech it up and settle into doing some good production work.
Yeah, one of these days I hope to be using that space.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited about your idea, which is cocktail history.
Yeah,
right?
Cocktail history podcast.
I think there's some real potential there for something cool.
Yeah, I just have to, you know, get some pre-planning done.
Have we brought that onto the radio show?
No.
At all?
Not really yet, because it hasn't become, like, a reality for me yet. I got a lot of responses. I've got to start some pre-planning. But it's like, every time I talk about it somewhere, it sinks in a little more, like, uh-oh, I'm really committing myself to
yeah.
to this thing.
Yeah, you're right. That there is that worry.
And I don't have a title yet, so I feel weird talking about it and being like, insert clever title here that yeah. I don't have yet.
Well, once you get rolling, we'll bring some little nuggets out onto the air.
Yeah, I'll have to find some good music to go along with it, too.
Mm. Like historical drinking songs? Or
well, what are you thinking more like, depending on what we're talking about, there could be some good, like, you know, jazz age music to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Or some good electro swing and stuff like that. So, speaking of music, should I play some more stuff? I've got a whole bunch of stuff, like, in every direction, ready to go today.
Yeah, have at it.
And, okay, so I'm gonna, well, I don't know what this set's gonna be. It's gonna bounce around a little bit, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay, we're stacks on stacks.
Yeah. Got some more music for you.
Thank you.
The St. Luke and Oddfellows Hall in historic Newtown will offer a soul food sampling and presentation on the history of soul food on February 22nd at 11 a.m. This event will include a brief overview of the history and traditions of soul food, the recollections of residents of the former Newtown neighborhood where the St. Luke and Oddfellows Hall is located, and of course, generous portions of traditional soul foods. More information is available online at www.blacksburgmuseum.org.
To walk away when I want. Oh, See you're gone. Dream on. I'm dying to leave. Every time we grind, we know we're severed lines. Where have all those flowers gone? Long time passing. Why you keep me testing, keep me tasking? You keep on asking.
Toy like people make me boy like. Toy like people make me boy like. They're invisible. When the dripping flips, they get physical. Below my lips and everything you got, hope alloy like. Now you're lost and you're lethal. And that's about the time you gotta leave, oh. These good people.
Dream on.
Better.
In History 2984, A Nation Divided, America in the 1960s, history students research the evolving nature of student life at Virginia Tech over the course of the 60s. This exhibit, on display on the fourth floor of Newman Library until March 22nd, highlights the events and trends that define the student experience and places them within the larger historical context of the 1960s through 40 student-created posters. So you're listening to Stacks on Stacks, the University Libraries radio show here on WUBT 90.7 Blacksburg.
FM.
Okay, let's see, we had a lot of music in there. Should I back announce that whole set there, Joe?
I don't know. You want to, they can look it up too.
Wow, okay.
No, you can tell them.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. What did you want to talk about then?
Oh, no, it's fine. So you're talking about the Virginia Tech in the 1960s exhibit just then, right?
Mm-hmm.
The library's own Scott Fralin has also installed on the second floor an exhibit specifically for about the historical arc followed by African-American women in the fight for the right to vote. So it takes the anniversary of the 19th Amendment and draws out the wrinkle from that story regarding African-American women. Scott was on the show three weeks ago. Same show we had Alice on, talking about that exhibit, talking about the Virginia Tech in the 1960s, and there's something coming up in March for Women's History Month that's also going to be a display of student work.
Yeah.
So that's a great theme that Scott latches onto and works with faculty who are teaching and bringing the assignments that their students are completing out into a kind of publishing or at least a display in the public sphere.
Mm-hmm.
So look for all that around the library.
There are many different spaces in the library that have exhibits, sometimes all of them at once, sometimes not all of them at once.
Yeah,
but,
including down at your shop.
Yeah, so Special Collections has an exhibit up for Black History Month right now on some Black history relating to the history of the university. There's another space on the first floor that I believe is currently vacant. So there's a couple spaces on the first floor that sometimes have exhibits, second floor and fourth floor. So we try to keep the library populated with stuff.
Are you still filling those little glass boxes with artifacts?
We are. We do Special Collections and University Archives has two small cases that are on legs, little glass cases that don't hold too much. They hold probably 6 or 8 items. But we do like to place those around the building. And a lot of times our students help design those. So they want to get the experience of building a small exhibit. And they might pick something of interest to them or a collection they worked on and put those up around the building. One of them right now has the Osborne 1 computer in it, which was part of the exhibit that was up on the first floor. And it's still, that exhibit is gone, but the Osborne 1 is still on display in the case.
What does the Osborne 1 date to?
It is one of the earliest, quote-unquote, laptops.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to double check on the top. I have to, off the top of my head, I don't remember what year it dates to.
Yeah.
But I want to say it's like the mid-80s. And by laptop, it looks like a small suitcase, and it would have been very heavy to just swing around by a handle, but the ads show it that way too. They're like, just look at how portable this thing is.
Mm-hmm. Retro portability. Mm-hmm. It's one of those great little
yeah.
So also happening in the library is another VTDITC event, Virginia Tech Digging in the Crates. This is volume 19, Intro to DJing and Fair Use 3. Try your hand at DJing at this free event. DJ scholar Lene Denise is coming from UCLA to share her expertise with us. You'll also get a hands-on time with a variety of DJ equipment, as well as instruction from professional DJs, hosted by hashtag VTDITC, Creative Director Mama P. That's Thursday, the 20th. Of February, so coming up in a couple of days from 7 to 9 in Newman Library's multi-purpose room on the first floor just up the ramp from the cafe.
Yep.
Anything else happen in the library?
The next game night will be on March 20th, so when we get closer to that, we'll have some more details, because I know some of the planning is still going on, but there will be a game night on Friday, March 20th in Newman Library on the first floor as well, in partnership with a couple of different groups, but I will make sure I have all my information correct before I say anything else about that on the air.
Yeah, all over the first floor, including in the Athenaeum classroom, and you're going to be leading something in
there. Yeah, I'm going to be running at least one game, potentially two. Last time around, I ran them in scale-up, so it'll depend on what the plan is and the layout on game night this time around. So you've been picking out some vinyl, it looks like.
Yeah, do you want to play some vinyl?
Yeah, I've got a song. I got a short track I can play while we set some vinyl up, since you're making decisions.
Well, I wanted to ask you whether you wanted to hear Billy Bragg. I've got Workers' Playtime, which is a good one from the 80s.
Okay.
And then, in my other hand, the Kinks classic,
yeah.
Low Budget. The record's in pretty good shape, though. This jacket is just destroyed. The Billy Bragg record claims on this little sticker here to be pressed on high-quality audiophile vinyl.
Ooh.
So we might want to experience
that. I think we have time for both.
Okay.
At this point. So let's see. Should we throw out some parting thoughts? We'll fill out the rest of our show with music before we turn it over to the news. I know we will have at least one guest popping in next week to talk about upcoming events with us from teaching and learning engagement, so we will have someone in the studio with us next week.
Thank God.
Wow, I don't know if I should be insulted.
No, it's nice to have these just mostly music shows, but it's always fun to have a guest.
So I'm gonna throw us to the Blaggards and a little Irish punk while we set up some vinyl to close out our show today.
Okay, well, if we're gonna take music all the way to five, then
we're
saying goodbye is my question.
Yeah, we'll pop back in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll pop back in. But right now we're gonna kick it to the Blaggards, and then we'll play a couple of vinyl tracks for you here on Stacks on Stacks.
us back to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangbangs. To hell with your overtime. Have the good ship rag a muffin. She's lying on the quay. On a tank old pat, on a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway, filling up with gasoline. Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over luxury's disappointment, so he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. In the Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. The cheese pavilion, and the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. In pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment and my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the Great Leap Forward. Sales are organised and pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists or sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the great leap forwards. Ah, one leap forward, two leaps back. Will politics get me the sack? Waiting for the great leap forwards. Got a blacklist, I wanna be on it. Waiting for the great leap forward. Well, it's a mighty long way down rock and roll from top of the pops to drawing a thumb. When you're waiting for the great leap forward. If no one out there understands, just start your own revolution and cut out the middle man. Waiting for the great leap forward. Perfect world, we're all singing tune, but this is reality, so give us a run. Waiting for the great leap forward. So join the struggle while you make the revolution. It's just a t-shirt away. Waiting
for the great leap forward. Waiting for the great leap forward. Waiting for the great leap forward.
Baby, I've got it!
Waiting for the great leap forward.
So you've been listening to Stacks on Stacks, the University and Libraries radio show here on this slightly rainy Tuesday afternoon here in Blacksburg. I'm Kira.
I'm Joe.
And we've had a show full of music today. No guest this week, but we will have someone dropping in next week.
Even when it's just music, Stacks on Stacks is produced with the support of Virginia Tech Publishing in association with University Archives. No,
nope. Special collections
in University Archives. I always want to switch the order. and the Center for Humanities in the College of Liberal Arts and Human Sciences.
Yeah. Lots of friends who support our work and us being here.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got one more song picked out for us today, right? Our parting note is going to be
the title track from the Kinks record, Low Budget.
Yeah. Should we just have
it? Ready for it?
I think we're ready for it. We'll be back next Tuesday. Stacks on Stacks.
Oh,